以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容《博伽梵歌原义》第六章，世界21到27，时间1966年9月9日，地点纽约。
Sukham Atam Pritam Jatad Buddhi Graiham Matindriyam Vilti Jatra Na Choiba Ayam Sita Shalati Tatpataha Now, every one of us is searching after happiness, but you do not know what is real happiness.
我们每个人都在追求快乐，但是我们不知道什么是真正的快乐。
The real happiness is hint of real happiness. What is real happiness? That is being described by Lord Sri Krishna to Arjuna.
这里就 Sri Krishna 向 Arjuna 描述了真正的快乐的迹象。
What is that real happiness?
那真正的快乐是什么呢？
Happiness we feel through our senses.
我们是通过感官感到快乐的。
Because material, dead stone, has no sense. Therefore, dead stone cannot feel happiness or distress.
一块物质的顽石，因为它没有感官，因此它不能感到快乐或痛苦。
Now this consciousness, the developed consciousness, feels happiness and distress more than undeveloped consciousness.
发达的直觉比不发达的直觉能更多地感到快乐或痛苦。
Just like the trees. The trees, they are about also consciousness. But it is not developed consciousness.
比如说树木，他们也有直觉，但那并不是发达的直觉。
Therefore, the trees are standing on the road or any path, but they have no sense of feeling the misery.
因此，虽然树木站在路上或者站在任何地方，他们并不感到痛苦。
Now suppose a human being is asked to stand like the tree. At least for 3 days, or it will be impossible for him, because he cannot tolerate such kind of misery.
假如说一个人被要求像树那样站立，至少站3天，那对他是不可能的，因为他无法忍受这种痛苦。
So, the conclusion is that every living entity feels the pleasure and happiness according to the developed consciousness of its being.
因此结论是每个生物体都能够按照它的知觉的发达程度感受到痛苦和快乐。
Similarly, the happiness which we are feeling now in the material mixture, that is not real happiness.
同样的，我们现在在这个物质混杂物里面感觉到的快乐并不是真正的快乐。
That is not real happiness.
那不是真正的快乐。
If you ask the tree, are you feeling happy? The tree will say, yes, I am feeling happy standing here, the whole year, and the wind and snowfall, I am enjoying very much.
如果你问一棵树，你感到快乐吗？树会说，啊，我感到非常快乐，能站在这里，成年站在这里。我也非常享受这些风和雪。
Oh, you see. So, that sort of happiness the tree may enjoy. But, you as human being, you will say, this is the standard of its enjoyment.
因此，树木能够享受那种快乐，但是你是一个人，你便不行。你会说，啊，这是他的享受的标准。
So, similarly,there are different kinds and different grades of living entities. There are standard of feeling happiness and miseries are also different grades.
这种生物体有许多不同的种类和等级， 他们感到快乐和痛苦的标准有不同的等级。
Animal and the animal kingdom, there are no sense.
在动物的王国中，他们没有理智。
One animal is being slaughtered, the other animal is seeing. Because he has no knowledge, the next turn is he is being turned and being slaughtered. But
一个动物在被屠宰，另外一个动物会在边上看着，因为他并不知道。下个就该轮到他被屠宰了。
He is chewing some grass.
他仍旧在咀嚼一些青草。
He is happy. He is thinking that I am happy.
他很快乐，他想，我很快乐。
Next moment, he will be slaughtered, but he does not know.
下一刻他就要被屠宰了，但他并不知道。
So these are all different grades of happiness.
所以这些都是不同等级的快乐。
But the highest standard of happiness is described here.
但在这里描述了最高等级的快乐。
Sukham atantikam jat tad buddhi grahyam atindriya. Buddhi grahyam atindriya. Buddhi means intelligence.
Buddhi 意思是智慧。
One has to be intelligent. If you want to enjoy life, then you must be intelligent.
一个人必须得有智慧。如果你想享受生活，你也得必须有智慧。
That's like the animals. They are not intelligent enough. Therefore, they cannot enjoy life as a human being can. Stand.
比如说动物们，因为他们不够智慧，他们便不能像人类的标准那样享受生活。
So yes, in the Bhagavad Gita also it is said that buddhi grahyam atindriya.
因此这里在普加梵歌中也说到 buddhi grahyam atindriya.
Atindriya. Now, just take the example of a dead man.
拿尸体举个例子。
The senses, the hands, the nose, the sense organs and everything is there. But now it cannot enjoy.
各种感官、手啊、鼻子啊等等都在那里，但它不能享受。
The dead body, it cannot enjoy.
一个尸体不能够享受。
Why? This requires intelligence.
为什么呢？因为这需要有智慧。
Why the dead body cannot enjoy? What is the difference? The body is lying there.
为什么一个尸体不能享受？区别在哪里？这个躯体还在那里。
The hands and the nose and the legs and the eyes and all other sense organs are there.
手啊，鼻子啊，腿啊，眼睛，所有的感官都在那里。
But why the dead body cannot enjoy?
但为什么一个尸体不能享受呢？
That requires intelligence.
因为那需要智慧。
That means that the enjoying energy, the spiritual spark, that has gone away. That.
那意味着那个享受的能量和灵性的火花已经走了。
For it has no power to enjoy.
因此，它不再有享受的力量。
Then.If you make advance further with intelligence, then you will understand that actually the body was not enjoying, but that little spark, spiritual spark, that was enjoying. Not this body.
如果你在智慧上再进一步，那你能够明白，事实上这个身体不是在享受，而是那个小的灵性的火花在享受，不是这个身体。
This requires little intelligence.
理解这点需要一点智慧。
I am thinking that I am enjoying with my sense organ. But you are not enjoying.
我在想，我在用我的感官享受。事实上，你并不是在享受。
The real enjoyer is that small spiritual spark within you.
那个真正的享受者。是在你自恋的那个小的灵性火花。
That spiritual spark has got the potency of enjoyment, but that is not being manifested on account of being covered by this material tabernacle, and therefore this enjoyment is not perfect.
那个灵性的火花有享受的能力，但是那点并没有被展示出来，由于它被物质的躯体所覆盖，因此这种享受是不完美的。
This requires little intelligence. Where is the enjoyment for the dead body?
这需要有点智慧才能理解。你要想一下，这个尸体的享受在哪里？
The dead body no more can enjoy.
这个尸体不再能享受了。
Suppose if a man is offered a dead body of a beautiful woman, will he accept?
假如说有一个男人被提供了一个非常漂亮的女人的尸体，他会接受吗
？Or a woman is offered the dead body of a beautiful man, will she accept?
或者一个女人被提供了一个漂亮的男人的尸体，他会接受吗
？No.
不。
Because that enjoying spark is moved now.
因为那个享受的火花已经离去了。
That requires intelligence. Who is enjoying? Who is enjoying?
这需要一些智慧。是谁在享受？
The enjoying spirit. The spirit is enjoying, not the spark.
享受的是灵魂，灵魂在享受，不是躯体。
That requires intelligence. Then again, now, if that spirit is enjoying, then the spirit must have enjoying senses also.
如果是那个灵魂在享受，那么这个灵魂也一定得有享受的感官。
Otherwise, how it can enjoy?
要不然它怎么能享受呢？
If you have no enjoying sense organ, then how you can enjoy?
如果你没有享受的感官，你怎么能享受呢？
A blind cannot enjoy.
一个钝器不可能享受。
Now it is accepted that the spirit soul, although it is very small atomic, we cannot measure. Several times I repeated here that the measurement of the small my infinitesimal spirit spark is just 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of your hair.
因此，这个灵魂虽然它非常小，原子般的，我们无法测量。我几次重复过灵魂的大小。这非常渺小的灵性火花，就好比是头发间的万分之一，它是那么小。
It is so small, but that does not mean, just like we are incapable to measure something, we define that point has no length, no breadth.
但它并不意味着，正如我们无法测量一些东西，我们便定义点没有长度，没有宽度。
But actually it is not a fact.
但事实上那不是事实。
If you see a point with microscope, you'll find the point has increased to 1 inch round, and it has not length and breadth.
如果你用一个显微镜去看一点，你会发现这一点变成了一寸大小，它有长度和宽度。
Similarly, we have no capacity to make a measurement of the soul, but there is measurement.
同样的，我们没有能力去测量灵魂，但它是有大小的。
And there are senses of that spiritual spark.
而且那个灵性的火花是有感官的。
There are.
它有的。
Without the spiritual spark having the senses, how this body is grown?
如果这个灵性的火花没有感官，这个躯体是怎么长成的呢？
This body is just like dress.
这个躯体就好比一件衣服。
When you speak of dress, the dress is made according to your body.
当我们提到衣服的时候，衣服是按照你的躯体来做成的。
If you go to a tailor, The tailor will take measurement of your body and the dress will be supplied to you.
Okay. 如果你去到一个裁缝那里，裁缝会测量你的躯体，然后给你做一件衣服，非常合身。
Similarly, unless the spiritual spark has got body, how the dress of this material tabernacle has grown? This requires intelligence.
同样的，除非这个灵性火花有躯体，那么这个像衣服一样的物质躯体是怎么造成的呢？这样有点智慧才能理解。
Now the conclusion is that this spiritual spark is not impersonal.
因此结论是，灵性的火花不是非人格的。
It is actually personal. The soul.
它事实上是个人。
Soul is actual person.
灵魂事实是个人。
As God is actual personal, similarly, because we are part and parcel of the Supreme, therefore, if I am a person, then God must be personal.
神也事实上是人格的。既然我们是自尊的所属部分，那么既然我是个人，那么神一定也是个人。
God is the father of everyone.
神是每个人的父亲。
Now,If I am the son, I have got personality, I have got individuality. How can you deny the individuality and personality of the Supreme Lord?
那么，既然我作为儿子，我有人格，我有个体性，那么你怎么能否认自尊主的个体性和人格呢？
These things require intelligence.
这些东西需要智慧。
Intelligence.The Sukhop Atantriyam Jastha, Buddhi Graiham Atindriyam. Atindriyam. Atindriyam means you have to transcend this material sense.
Atindriyam 意思是你必须要超越这些物质感官。
Then you can actually appreciate what is happiness.
那样你才能真正的体会什么是快乐。
Just like the other day, I explained the happiness of the yogi.
另一天我解释过瑜伽师的快乐。
Ramanti yogina ananti satyanandi chitatmani. Ramanti yogina ananti. The yogi, those who are transcendentalists, aspiring after spiritual life, they are called yogis.Master Yogi, Jnana Yogi.
那些渴望灵性生活的超然主义者被称为瑜伽师 Yogi， 有 Bhakti Yogi、Jnana Yogi、Dhyana Yogi 等等。
There are so many departments of Yogi.
有这么多种不同的 Yogi.
Now, they also enjoy.
他们也享受。
The whole process is to concentrate upon the Vishnu Murti, Vishnu form within the heart.
整个的过程是集中心于 Vishnu Murti 在心中的 Vishnu 的形体。
And unless there is pleasure, there is no enjoyment. Wow, what is the use of controlling the senses and focusing the mind on the Supreme?Super soul within the heart.
除非那里有快乐有享受，那么集中感官和心与心中的超人有什么用呢？
There is pleasure.
What? 那里是有快乐的。
What sort of pleasure that is?
但什么样的快乐呢？
That pleasure is Ananta.
那种快乐是 Ananta.
Ananta means endless.
Ananta 意思是无尽的。
Endless. Yogina Ramante, Yogina Anante. Anante means that pleasure is not endless.
Anante 意思是那种快乐是无尽的。
That pleasure, why it is not endless?
为什么那种快乐是无尽的呢？
Because spirit is eternal and the Supreme Lord is eternal. Therefore, reciprocation of their loving exchanges, they are eternal.
因为灵魂是永恒的，自尊主是永恒的，因此他们之间爱的交流也是永恒的。
Very good.
那些交流是永恒的。
The living spirit is eternal, the Lord is eternal, and their exchange of feeling, a loving feeling, that is also eternal.
灵魂是永恒的，主是永恒的，他们之间感情的交流，爱的感情也是永恒的。
So one who is intelligent, they should refrain from this sensual enjoyment of this material body, which is flickering, which is not in essence, and should seek that enjoyment of spiritual life.
一个智慧的人应该戒除这些物质躯体的感官享受，因为那是摇曳不定的，不重要的，而他应该追求灵性生活中的享受。
That is called Rasa Lila.
这被称为 Rasa Lila.
You have heard about Lord Krishna's Rasa Lila.
你们听说过主 Krishna 的 Rasa Lila?
That is not ordinary. Exchange of feelings of this material body.
那并不是物质躯体之间的普通的感情交流。
That is exchange of feelings of the spiritual body.
那是灵性躯体的感情交流。
So to come atantyangatta buddhigraha, one has to use his intelligence to understand what is real happiness.
一个人一定要用他的智慧去理解什么是真正的快乐。
Policeman cannot understand what is real happiness. Intelligence.
一个愚蠢的人无法理解什么是真正的快乐。
So as soon as one becomes intelligent,
一旦一个人变得有智慧了，
the next slope is decide.
下个世界会描述到。
The deity jatra na caivam sitaschalati tattataha. One who does not know what is real happiness, they are seeking happiness in this material world.
那些不知道什么是真正的快乐的人，他们在这个物质世界里寻求快乐。
There is a nice story. A man, a friend, was advised by his friend that if you chew sugar cane, oh, it is very nice, sweet.
有一个很好的故事，有一个人，他的朋友建议他说，如果你嚼甘蔗，你会发现它的味道很好，很甜。
The friend who was advised to chew sugar cane, he had no experience. What is sugar cane?
这个被建议去嚼甘蔗的人，他并不知道什么是甘蔗。
So he asked his friend, "Oh, what is sugar cane?"
因此他问他的朋友啊，什么是甘蔗
？The friend suggested it is just like a bamboo log.
朋友告诉他，它就像一颗竹子一样。
So the foolish friend began to chew all kinds of bamboo log.
因此这个愚蠢的人便开始去咀嚼各种各样的竹子。
Now, how he can get the sweetness of the sugar cane?
他怎么能得到甘蔗的甜味呢？
Similarly, we are trying to have happiness and pleasure, but we are trying to derive happiness, pleasure, achieving this material body.
同样的，我们想获得快乐，但我们却试图咀嚼这个物质躯体获得快乐。
So therefore, there is no happiness, there is no pleasure.
因此便没有快乐。
For the time being, there may be a little feeling of pleasure, but that is not actual feeling.
有时候可能会有一点快乐的感觉，但那并不是真正的快乐。
That is, for temporary, just a slight focus, of that lightning.
那只是短暂的，只是电光的一闪。
That in the sky we find some lightning, but real lightning is beyond that.
在天空中你会看见一些闪电，但真正的闪电是在那之上的。
So, deity jatra na caivam sitaschalati tattataha, because persons do not know what is happiness, sitaschalati tattataha, real happiness that deviated from real happiness.
因为人们不知道什么是快乐，因此他们偏离了真正的快乐。
Janaladha chaparangalahang mannati nalikam tata. Of this real happiness. Now, we are trying to be situated in that position of real happiness by practice of this Krishna consciousness.
我们是在试图通过修习 Krishna 知觉，处于这个真正快乐的境界。
The Krishna consciousness, we shall gradually develop our intelligence, real intelligence.
通过 Krishna 知觉，我们能逐渐地培养我们的智慧，真正的智慧。
Then we shall naturally like to enjoy the spiritual happiness.
那样我们能够很自然地喜欢去享受灵性的快乐。
As we make progress and get depth of spiritual happiness, so proportionately we give up the test of this material.
随着我们获得进步，得到一些灵性快乐的品位，相应的我们便能放弃物质快乐的品位。
Bhakti parishanu bhava virati annatrasyat.Bhakti, this Krishna consciousness is gradually developed in realizing, understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth, Parishanu Bhava.
Bhakti, this Krishna 知觉是逐渐的培养觉悟理解自尊绝对真理。
Parishanu Bhava. That as Parishanu Bhava, as we make progress to understand the Absolute Truth,Naturally, we become detached from this false happiness we are trying to enjoy.
随着我们获得进步，理解绝对真理，我们自然的能够弃绝我们现在试图享受的虚假的快乐。
Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasyat. Now, here it is stated, janglabdha chaparam labham mannate nadhikam tataha. If somebody...somehow or other achieves or is promoted to that stage, then what is the result?
在这里说到，如果一个人这样的或那样的获得了或者被提升到了那个境界，那么结果是什么呢？
The result is, Janglabdha, by achieving such stageof transcendental state. Chaparang lahamang mannatina, other achievement, they become insignificant.
结果是通过获得了这个超人的境界，那其他的收获便都显得微不足道了。
Here, we are trying to achieve so many things.
我们在这里想获得那么多东西。
We are trying to achieve, so many riches, strength, fame, and beauty, and knowledge.
我们试图获得那么多的财富，或者说朋友、名誉、美丽、知识。
So many things to attract, achievement.
我们试图获得这么多东西。
But as soon as you become properly situated in Krishna consciousness, achievement, then you'll think, oh, no achievement is better than this.
但是一旦你正当的处于 Krishna 知觉的收获中，你会想，啊，没有其他的收获比这一收获更好了。
Janglabdha, chaparangalabham. Aparangalabham means other kinds of achievement.
Aparangalabham 意思是其他种类的收获。
They will be considered as fig.
他们会被认为是微不足道的。
It is so big, this Krishna consciousness, that one who understands and have a little test.
这 Krishna 知觉是那么的伟大，如果一个人理解了他有一点品位。
Dalpamopiyasya dharmasya trayati mukhtuva. A little test can save one from the greatest danger.
一点点品味便能使一个人免于最危险的、最巨大的危险。
And as he makes progress, and his real death, then he thinks that all other achievements are useless, nonsense, incompetent.
随着他获得进步，有了真正的品味，他会想，和所有其他的收获都是毫无用处的，和这 Krishna 世界相比。
I am very glad to inform you a practical example.
我很高兴能跟你们讲一个实际的例子。
One of our students was put into very unfavorable condition, but he was not, I mean, at all disturbed due to this Krishna consciousness.
我们的一个学生被置于非常不利的情况之中，但是由于有 Krishna 知觉，他一点也没有动摇。
Practical, confident, and we are also not disturbed. We thought, oh, Krishna is there. He'll not be put into the beach. He cannot be put into
the beach. 而且我们也没有受打扰。我们想，Krishna 在那里，他不会被置于困难之中，他不可能被置于困难之中。
So here it is said, Jasmine Sito.Na dukkhena gurunapi vicharate. If one is situated firm in Krishna consciousness, the greatest type of danger cannot disturb.
因此这里说，如果一个人坚定地处于 Krishna 知觉，那么最严重的危险也不能够打扰他。
It is such a nice.
真是这么好。
Just means sito na dukkhena gurunapi. Guru means very heavy.Very heavy.
Guru 意思是非常非常沉重。
Guru Napi Dukhena, no Vicharnati, he is not disturbed. He is not disturbed.
他还是不受打扰。
Of course, it may be a story, but I am telling you of my practical life.
我可以跟你们讲讲我自己实际的生活中的例子。
In 1942, there was heavy bombing in Calcutta. Heavy bombing in Calcutta.
在1942年，在加尔各答那里轰炸得很厉害。
By once or twice bombing, all the population vacated. Calcutta was a city of no man.
有了一两次轰炸之后，所有的人口都撤走了，加格达变得空无一人。
But there were of course many people remained there, those people who could not leave the city for some urgent or some other business.
当然还有许多人留在那里，那些由于这样第三不紧急的原因或者其他的原因不能离开城市的人。
So,Somehow or other, I had to remain in the city.
由于某种原因，我也必须得留在这城里。
And on the 12th December 1942, I remember there was heavy bombing.
我记得在1942年12月12日，那次轰炸的非常厉害。
But fortunately, with steadfastness, we saw that something fireworks is going on.
但是幸运的我们都没事，看见那些东西就像焰火一样，让我们来观察一下吧。
这就是一个 gum like that,
就像那有那么多炸弹。
So, what can be done? There may be so many dangers in our life, because it is the place only full of danger.
那怎么办呢？因为在我们的生活中有那么多的危险，因为这个地方只是充满了危险。
We do not know because we are foolish. We are trying to adjust.
我们不知道这一点，因为我们很愚蠢，我们试图调整这些。
That is our foolish.
那是我们的愚蠢。
We should just like in a railway carriage.You are being transported from one place. It is supposed to be crowded.
比如说，在火车上，你要去另一处，非常拥挤。
So instead of adjusting the crowd, better tolerate for a few hours and get down and go to your destination.
也许在人群中调整想获个舒适的位置，不如忍受几个小时，然后下车到你自己的目的地。
Similarly, we may have many dangerous spots in this material life. But if we are preparing ourselves for going back to Krishna in Krishna consciousness, then these things should be not cared for. Let them happen.
同样的，我们在这一物质生活中有那么多的危险的地方，但如果我们能自己做好准备，在 Krishna 世界中。回到 Krishna 那里，那么这些东西便不用在意，让他们发生好了。
Agamopaina nityatam tithikasabharat. They come and go, let them happen.
他们来了又去了，让他们发生好了。
The bombing was not for all the days. Let them take place for a few hours or a few days.
炸弹不会一天到晚都有的，好吧，让他们有几个小时或有几天吧。
So we have to adjust like that. But
it is very difficult to
adjust. But one who is situated in Krishna consciousness, he is not disturbed. He is not disturbed.
要调整是非常困难的，但一个处于 Krishna 世界中的人，他不会受打扰。
That is the technique of not being disturbed.
这便是不受打扰的技术。
The more we advance in Krishna consciousness,will become free from this material entanglement.
我们越是能在 Krishna 世界中进步，便越是能免于物质的纠缠。
There is a very nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam.
在 Srimad Bhagavatam 中有一个很好的世界。
Samasituji padapallabam plamam mahatpadam punnajasu murari.Babam buddhi vatsa padam 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 jantu padam na tesham. Samaskritavaje padapallava plamam. Now this material world is compared with a great ocean. And actually, this
material world is compared with a great ocean. And actually,
those who have troubles.On the sea, now they have seen Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean.
那些乘过海船的人，他们见过大西洋、太平洋。
This is only a spot. This heart is only a spot in this material universe.
这只是一处，这个地球只是这个物质宇宙中的一处。
So we have got these two big oceans, Atlantic and Pacific Ocean.
我们有这两个巨大的海洋，大西洋和太平洋。
Just imagine.Within this universe, millions and millions of planets are floating. How many Atlantic and Pacific oceans are there? You can just imagine.
可以想象一下，在这个宇宙中，成百万的星球在飘动，那该有多少大西洋和太平洋啊？
So this is actually a great ocean of misery. Babam Buddhi.
所以这事实上是一个巨大的苦难的海洋，不忘不地。
They have to say it's a great ocean of birth and death.
Shastra 说它是一个巨大的生和死的海洋。
So Vavambuddhi, Samasthitaji Padav, now, in order to cross the ocean, he required a very nice boat, a strong boat.
为了要越过海洋，你必须要一艘很好的船，非常牢固的船。
Then you can, cross.
这样你能够穿越它。
So we have to cross over this ocean of nirvan material.
我们必须得穿越这个物质的无知的海洋。
And what is that boat? That is lotus feet of Krishna.
那么船只是什么呢？是 Krishna 的莲花珠。
You take shelter of the boat which is Krishna's lotus feet.
你要脱皮 Krishna 的莲花珠做成的船。
Samasita, take with great faith that I am now accepting this boat as my life boat.
他说要有巨大的信念，现在我接受这艘船为我的生命之船。
Then what is the result? Now, Mahapadam, a gone thing that, oh, Krishna's boat or feet is so small.
那么结果是什么呢？那这里是 Mahapadam， 不要以为Krishna 的船或者 Krishna 的莲花珠那么小。
No, it is Mahapadam. Mahapadam means the whole material creation is resting on its leg.
不，它是 Mahapadam。 Mahapadam 意思是整个的物质创造都处于它的腿上。
Mahapadam Punna Jasu Mudari, the one who has taken shelter there, for him this great ocean of Nirvana is just like the water containing on the impression of cup leg.
对一个脱贫那里的人，对他来说，这个无知的巨大海洋就好比是在一个牛蹄子印里面装的水那样。当然你们可能没有体会，我在印度见过。
Because the cubs and cows, they go on the pasturing ground, and in rainy season, their hooves make holes.
那些牛犊和母牛，他们到牧场上，在雨季，他们的蹄子会踩出很多坑。
And in that hole there are some water.
在坑里会有一些水。
So that water, this great ocean is compared like that one.
这个巨大的海洋便比成了那点水。
So nobody has any difficulty to cross.
没有人有任何困难去穿越它。
So, Bhavam Buddhi Vasta Padam Param Padam, and for them, those who have taken shelter,Krishna consciousness for them is waiting Parampadam, the supreme abode.
那些脱皮于 Krishna 世界的人等待他们的是 Parampadam 至上的居所。
Padam jad vipada agnati sham, this place where in every state there is danger, this place is unfit for them.
这个地方每一步都是危险，这个地方不适于他们。
Padang jadubi padang na tesha. It's very nice.
非常好的世界。
So, jasmin sito na dukhi na guru na api vichallati. If you are actually situated, Krishna consciousness, under the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, then, guru na api dukhi na, very heavy size of danger may be before me.
如果我们真正的处于 Krishna 世界，在 Krishna 的莲花座的庇护之下，那么 Guru Napi Dukhena 即便是非常严重的危险在我面前，我也不会受打扰。
Or anyone who has taken the shelter like that, he'll never be disturbed.
或者任何人脱皮在那里，他都不会被打扰。
He'll never be disturbed.
他永远不会被打扰。
Sangvidya dukkha sangyoga vyagang yoga sangitam sa nischayana yuktavya yoga nirvinna chitasa Sangvidya dukkha sangyoga vyagang yoga sangitam. Now this understandingmiseries and happiness can be appreciated by the yoga process.
通过瑜伽的方法可以欣赏这种对痛苦和快乐的理解。
That's why yoga process is so important.
因此瑜伽方法是那么重要。
Nanishchayana yuktabvang yoga nibbinna chitasa sankalpa prabhavan kaman satya sarvana chitasa manasaiva india gramam viniyamma samantata. So this yoga process is, because we are being entangled in this material world due to these uncontrolled senses.
我们被缠绕在这个物质世界是由于这 这些不受控制的感官。
So, the whole process of Yoga India Sangyama, we have to control the senses and turn our face toward that actual spiritual happiness.
因此整个的瑜伽过程是 Indira Samyama, 我们必须要控制感官转向真正的灵性快乐。
Then our life will be successful.
那样我们的生命会成功。
Manasya, Manasyaiva Indiagramam Dhinyam, mind and Indiagramam, and the whole range of the senses, that has to be controlled.
心意和 Indiagramam 这一整套的感官一定要被控制。
Then we can gradually, if we practice, gradually we shall understand what is the real happiness and how to attain it.
这样的话，如果我们练习，逐渐的我们可以理解什么是真正的快乐，以及如何去获得它。
Sanai sanai rupamade buddhya driti grihitaya atma sthana mana kritya na kinti dabi chintaye. Sanai sanai rupamade buddhya driti grihitaya intelligence. And thinking, feeling, willing, by all these, assistance, whatever I have got, always we have to think of controlling the senses.
智慧、思想、感觉、意愿，通过说这些助手，无论我做什么，总是要想着控制感官。
Atma sthana mana kritya.And just mind being fixed up in the Atma and the Super Soul.
总是要集中于 Atma 在操灵。
Now can see the difference. Then you do not think anything more.
那样你不会想任何其他的东西。
It's like this evening we are studying that Krishna says that.Yudhasya maam anusmara. You go on fighting at the same time. Be Krishna conscious.
正如有天晚上我们学习到 Krishna 高手中的你去作战同时自觉的 Krishna.
Jato jato nischalati mana chanchalam astiram tatastato niyamma etat atmani eva basangnaya.Now the practical practice of yoga is that mind is always disturbed.
在实际练习瑜伽的过程中，心意总是受打扰。
It is going sometimes this way, sometimes that way.
它有时去这里，有时去那里。
So we have to drag the mind only to Krishna consciousness.
所以我们必须把心意拖回到 Krishna 世界这里。
That is yoga practice.Real practice.
那是瑜伽练习，真正的练习。
Mind is going from here, from Krishna consciousness to so many, because that has been my practice since time immemorial. So many lives have passed in that way.
心里总是从这里，从 Krishna 自觉去那么多地方，因为这是我从不可思议的年代开始就一直这么做，这么多生命中我都是这么度过的。
Now I have taken a new line of my life.So, in the beginning, there will be difficulties, but the difficulties can be overcome.
现在我生命中加了新的一条线，在一开始会有困难，但那些困难是可以克服的。
Here it is a suggestion. Jato jato nischalati manas chanchalam asira. Because mind is very much agitated, chanchalam, asira, not fixed up.Therefore, it goes from one kind of thought to another kind of thought.
这里有建议，因为心意是非常的受激动的 ，chanchalam 非常不固定 ，asthiram， 因此他从一种想法走到另外一种想法。
Sometimes you might have experience that you are doing some work, all of a sudden you remember.
有时候你可能有这种体验，你在做一件事情。 突然你想起一件事。
Some 40 years before, or 30 years before, some years before, some incident took place, and you at once remember. Oh, there is no cause. But
在40年以前、30年以前或几年以前，有一件事情发生了，你一下就记起来了，虽然没有什么原因。
Come.
但他就来了。
But the subconscious state is there, and we are getting. That means the mind is always being agitated.
我们有一个潜意识的层面，这意味着这个心意总是受激动的。
Due to agitation, the things which are stored in the subconscious state, they come out.
由于受刺激。受激动，那些在下意识状态里储存的东西出来了。
Just like if you agitate a lake or a pond, all the mud from within itself.
正如果你搅动一个湖或者池塘，所有里面的泥土都出来了。
But we have to settle down. Then the mud will settle down.
但是我们必须安顿下来，这样这些泥土可以沉淀下去。
So this yoga process is a process of settling down the mind.
因此，瑜伽的方法便是平静心意的过程。
Jato jato nischarati manas chanchalam asthiram tatasvata niyamma etad atmani eva vatanai. Therefore, there are so many rules and regulations, practically.
因此，有那么多实际的规范守则。
If you follow the rules and regulations.Then this agitated mind will gradually be under my control.
如果你遵循这些规范守则，那么这个不定的心意便能逐渐的处于控制之下。
That the rules and regulations are required to be followed.
因此，规范守则是一定要遵循的。
Don't touch your mouth. Don't touch it in that way. Don't do it.
不要这么做。不要碰你的嘴，不要那样子去碰它，不要做这个。
There are so many don'ts and so many do's.
有这么多的不要做和这么多的要做。
So we have to follow that.
所以我们必须要遵循。
Following that regularly, the mind will be under control. These are the clauses.
有规律的遵循，心意便能处于你的控制下，这是整个方法。
Prashantam sanghinam jhulina.Sukham uttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasam prashanta manasam jinam. When mind will be prashanta, prashanta means not being dragged to think anything more than Krishna. That is called prashanta.
当心意变成了 prashanta, prashanta 意思是他不再被拖去想除了 Krishna 以外的任何东西，那被称为 Prashanta。
There is a nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam 中有个很好的世界。
A devotee is as fire. Bhavantam eva charan nirantaram Prashanta nishtisho gato manantaram Bhavantam eva. The devotee is praying to the Lord.My dear Lord, when I shall be 10%, 24 hours engaged in your service?
这个奉献者在向主祈祷，我亲爱的主啊，什么时候才能100%的24小时的从事于您的服务？
Bhavantame, only you, and nothing more.
只是您的服务，没有任何其他的。
Bhavantame, charan nirantaram, nirantaram is without cessation.
Nirantara 的意思是不停止的。
I shall always be engaged in your service.
我要总是从事你的服务。
And how? Prashanta nishti samanurathantaram. Because my mind is agitated, therefore I create so many mental concoctions.
因为我们的心意总是受激荡的，因此我编造出这么多的东西在心里面。
I think this will make me happy, this will make me happy, this will make me.So many things I create.
我想这会使我快乐，那会使我快乐。我创造出那么多想法。
They are called manorathan.
那被称为 manorathan 的人。
Like a man on the motor car goes anywhere, everywhere. Similarly, the mind is taking us everywhere, anywhere.
正如一个人在车子里面可以去任何地方哪都去同样的心也带着我们哪都去、
sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes here.
有时在这里有时在那里
So that shall be stopped. As soon as I engage my mind in Krishna consciousness, then my mind、will be naturally stopped for、loitering hither and thither.
那应该被制止一旦我从事我的心意与 Krishna 之觉我的心意便很自然地停止到处游荡
So she is praying the bhavantamiva charan nirantaram when simply by being engaged 24 hours in your service my mind will be stopped carrying me from here and there
因此她在祈祷什么时候仅仅通过24小时的从事对您的服务我的心意会不再把我带到这里带到那里
Then I shall be your eternal servitor
什么时候能成为您的永恒的仆人
Sanat-jivita means one who has got a person behind him is better off.
Sanat-jivita 意思是一个人在背后还有个人他的资助人
A patron is there whenever there is some difficulty the patron supports
有一个资助人当有困难的时候资助人会支持他
Now we have no patron forgetting our relationship with the Supreme Lord We have no patron
现在我们没有资助人我们忘了和至尊主的关系没有资助人了
We are thinking of this patron, that patron But the real patron is the Supreme Personality of God
我们在想着这个资助人那个资助人但是真正的资助人是至尊人格神
Sridharma Sarvabhutara He is the real friend of every living entity
他是每一个生物体的真正的朋友
So we have to revive our friendship revive our actual relationship just like Arjuna is saying
所以我们必须要恢复我们的友情或者说恢复我们真正的关系正如 Arjuna 在做的
And then these questions will be Prashantamanasangjina Yoginam Sukamuttamam Upaiti Shantarajasang Brahma Bhutam Akalmasa Now by attainment of that perfect state of Krishna consciousness thenUpaiti Shanta Rajasang
通过获得那个 Krishna 自觉的完美阶段那么 Upaiti Shanta Rajasang
We are agitated due to this passion most of passion Now by practice of this yoga or Krishna consciousness this passionate hankering will be stopped passionate hankering Shanta Rajasang Brahma Bhutam Matalmasang
我们受激动是由于情欲形态那么通过练习这个瑜伽 Krishna 之觉这种情欲的追求便会停止
Then you become Aham Brahmasmi I am the soul I am not this one Atalmasa without
那样你能明白 Aham Brahmasmi 我是灵魂我不是这个躯体
without any deviation without any mistake it shall be firmly situated in our transcendental position
没有任何偏离没有任何错误我们可以坚定地处于我们的超然地位
Any question?
结束